Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody. Today is Thursday. We have got a two-hour show today. Let's see. First, all the good announcements here of stuff going on. We're going to kind of recap who we've got on the show with us on different days and times. On Mondays, we start out the week with Psychic Celeste. She is on from 9 to 10. I know Jethro's, that's Rocky Mountain time, and Jethro is trying to get her to come on and do at least an hour and a half or maybe even 2 hours on a Monday morning, so they're kind of negotiating that a little bit. But for right now, she is definite solid from 9 to 10, and she's real good. She's from Sedona, Arizona. If you want to get a hold of her personally for a personal reading, she's at celestialreadings@yahoo.com. And her phone number is 928-554-4422 to book a reading with her. We have Jethro's information here. He is at www.jethrosmith.net. You can also, that's his website. You can get a hold of him also at psychicjethro@aol.com or jethropsychic@gmail.com. You can also schedule time with him by calling 928-284-0437. And also, this month only, we're winding down here. Today is, we're getting on the last half of the month here. What Jethro is offering, this is going to be one of those one-time deals for April listeners this month, is he is offering 50% off on any personal readings that people book for him. Either, you know, well, it through the show, I'll put it that way, it's through the show. It's like if you are a Blog Talk listener and you call him and say, I heard your show on Blog Talk, and it's like I'm asking for that 50% discount for my personal reading, he absolutely will give you that. And even to the point where as long as you book it, as long as you book your reading in April with him, even if it's May, June, or July, before your actual scheduled time comes up, because he's kind of really starting to book ahead. It's he's starting to fill stuff up here, especially with that price he's got. Normally, a reading with him is $120 for 60 minutes for the hour. So for April, that amounts to, if you book your reading with him in April, it is only $60 for a whole hour with him, which is really a bargain. There's also, he's offering 30-minute readings, and his normal price on those is $60 for a half-hour reading. So again, in April, if you book it in April, even if it's like say May, June, or July, before you actually get the reading time scheduled in there, you will still get that $30 price on that for a 30-minute reading. And he has stated this is the last time he's ever doing 50%. So take advantage of this now while you can. Let's see here. There's also, you can order his book off of his JethroSmith.net site, and that book by Kay and Jethro Smith is called Living in the Psychic Realm. It is published by Balboa Press, and it is now available in Barnes & Noble's booksellers. So you can either, if they don't actually have it in stock, you can order it through them also. Let's see. On Sundays, we have Sandra Green, and she has been having some difficulties this month with getting on with us. She's been having some family things occur, but she is still with us. She's at wildsammy@gmail.com if you'd like to book some time with her. Let's see, and then there's also, who does that leave? I guess that's Jethro and me. Jethro also does usually our Wednesday shows, but we're looking into possibly getting a young lady in here by the name of Crystal. She would be Crystal the Angel Card Reader. I'm not sure if she's going to be on with us today. We were trying to get stuff set up with her the last couple of days, and she's been having some health issues go on, so we might not get her this week, but she may show up with us next week. And then Tristan has been on with us a time or two on Wednesdays. Oh, let's see, what else do we have going here? Our Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, we start at the same time. We start at noon Rocky Mountain time, which is 11 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. And that translates to about 2 o'clock out there in Florida time, which makes it about 1 o'clock Central time. We do have the different hours on Tuesdays. We are here for 2 hours from noon to 2. Wednesday is normally just an hour from, noon to 2. From noon to 1 o'clock on Wednesdays. It's our wild and wacky Wednesdays. Thursdays, we are here for a couple hours from noon to 2 again. Fridays are normally an hour. However, this week on Friday, April 20th, Andrew Aloha is coming on the show with Jethro. So Jethro and Andrew will be talking, and he'll kind of be interviewing him. Andrew is also a gentleman from Sedona, and he's had quite a long time in this area, in this field of study. He's been studying this for about 21 years, since back in the 90s. So he comes with a lot of experience with him. And then also on Friday nights, and we will get those the phone and the call-in times for that Friday nights, and we'll be announcing that on tomorrow's show as to the number to be able to call in and talk with. It won't be just with Jethro. It's like Andrew actually offers a what he calls a psychic panel, and so he has like several psychics on the air for those 2 hours that he is on. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. Rocky Mountain time, which would he says Rocky Mountain time, but I'm thinking it's actually Arizona time. So we're still kind of trying to figure out if that's 7 o'clock Rocky Mountain time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and 9 o'clock Florida time, or if it's actually bumped an hour back. So anyway, we're just going to make sure that we're on a little bit early so we don't miss our time slots in there. All righty. And then last of all but not least, just forgot after me, because we do also do healthy coffee here. It's like I talk health and healthy coffee for people. It's amazing, simply because there's so much with it. Healthy coffee, you'd never think the coffee would be healthy, but they have found a way for it, and it's an herb called Ganoderma, which they add to the coffee. To find information on about that, you can get a hold of me. I am at KC for the coffee. It's KC Healthy Coffee at yahoo.com. That's all one word. I don't put any spaces. So it's KCHEALTHY Healthy COFFEE Coffee at yahoo.com. Or you can also ask me about coffee on at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. Either or. It's like I'll take card information on coffee and coffee information on cards, whichever works. Also, my phone number is, my business number is 719-289-4907. All righty. Well, we will get to, let's see. I've got a few people here in chat room. I'm just going to say hello to the room. And we have a caller who has been waiting for us. So, all righty. Thank you so much. And area code 516, you are live on the air here with Psychic Gone Wild. If you can just give me your name and your birthday.
Hi, my name is Tony. My birth date is 9/24/64.
All righty, 9/24. It's going to take me a moment to get there. 3/24/1964. And I'm thinking that might be real close to a cusp. I'm not sure. We'll find out here in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, I'm thinking that's a cusp of, what is that, Virgo, or is that Libra?
Libra.
Okay. Oh, cool. You've got a cool one. Your birth card is the King of Hearts. All righty. Not the Queen of Hearts at Baked Tarts, but yours is the King of Hearts. And you've also got a planetary ruling card of a Six of Hearts. So you're really all about the hearts here. You're here learning lessons in love, which is all right. That's a good thing to do. And also, I know generically about the hearts people. You guys, no matter what you do, it's like you look young all your life.
much to
the jealousy of the rest of us. It's like, yeah, some of those older people, it's like us clubs, you know, the clubs, diamonds and spades people, it's like we start looking old, and you guys just have that youthful quality about you.
I like that. Thank you. Let my husband hear that part.
Alrighty. Some of the other stuff here while I'm waiting for this to generate up. I can see that what's happened with you, it's like you are past your 45th year. And on your 45th year, it's like this is what they call the midlife crisis. You know, people refer to that. But what actually happens at age 45 in this card system, it's really interesting, is that we start out and we have cards that are in set places for each year, for, you know, from birth all the way up to 45. But at the age of 45, people mm-hmm. start over again, and those cards at on the 45th year are at the exact same place that they were when you were born. So this is why a lot of people go through what they call it midlife crisis, is because all of a sudden it's like, you know, whether you're conscious of it or not, those cards and that energy is exactly the same place that you were when you were born. And all of a sudden you go, you know what, I can do this better the second go around. I've had 45 years worth of experience on this planet, and I'm going to remake my life and reform. And that's exactly what people do. It's mm-hmm. like they take those, you know, whether they, like mm-hmm. I say, whether they're aware of those or not, it's like, you know, something just, you know, there's this profound change that happens. You know, when people hit right mm-hmm. around the age of their pinnacle or their pre-birth years, there we go, mm-hmm. are ages 43 and 44 leading up to that. And in 45, there's usually a lot of change, and it takes a couple years for things to kind of shake out, but it's like, you've been through a lot of stuff here, maybe. Okay. The King of Hearts person, is the name of the card is called the Father card. And that stands at the top of the suit of love. The King of Hearts recognizes that love is the highest power of all. These people make really devoted parents, but not always the best spouses. But your devotion to your children and profession often displaces the love they give your spouse. So sometimes everybody comes before him, and he might be a long-suffering person. You do love everybody forever, it's true, but sometimes wrong associations, you know, that sounds like the Bible, wrong associations bring problems or bad associations spoil useful habits, so just be careful, and that might have occurred maybe in your younger years. They should be careful of mixing with people with lower motives and lifestyles in that regard. Sometimes people say you can be overbearing, as all kings can, but this is only the case when you have been betrayed by those you hold closest in your heart. From past lives, you bring with them knowledge of mastery of your emotions and of your family life. Consider yourself blessed. You know, the people around you, if, you know, you consider the people around you to be one of their family. King of Hearts people can excel in business, especially as a dealer or advisor in finances of others. You know, if being a financial advisor would be a good thing for you to get into. They have more success in association with others or in partnerships than alone. You have better than average luck in legal matters as well, just as it's not wise to argue with them, because your keen mind can always come up with a suitable response. There are inevitable losses of loved ones in your life, but you know the truth, and you can let go. You know, though you feel a lot of pain, you're just, you know, mentally gifted and sometimes really psychic. Much of the knowledge, it just flows to you, and you use that to rise to the top in your careers. In relationships, it says that, you know, a King of Hearts, whether male or female, makes a great lover and father, but a lousy husband. So it's like, okay, this is being talked about the guys then. But all kings, however, this power can be used or abused. So you just want to make sure you're on the proactive, positive use end. Do not abuse your power. You're the kings of charm. So we find as many playboys or playgirls among them as in the case of the Eight of Hearts. The women have, with this card, is sometimes really problematical for ladies with a King of Hearts card, because you're so powerful and headstrong. You can usually stand up to any man, and mm-hmm. you know, you would like to be the head of that household. And that sometimes can be really difficult for this male partner to deal with. Mm-hmm. If that female King of Hearts is upset, you know, she can be really sharp tongued, and all of her mental power is going to be right out there. It's like that two-edged sword just pops right out. Mm-hmm. That pattern indicates there's going to be some faded relationships that occur to reflect back to them your own indecisive nature sometimes and the consequences of it. So sometimes, you know, even though you're that king, it's like sometimes you have some indecision with things. Six of mm-hmm. Hearts as your planetary ruler, that makes you a peacemaker. And you're going to find yourself in the position of mediator from time to time. Me and my alarms. Sorry about that. As a result, you have the ability to see both sides of any personal conflict between people. You enjoy seeing things turn out right, and you're often going to get involved if there's injustice being done, because you want to balance mm-hmm. that. You'll always want to see that what happens is fair and equitable. You really know what's fair and what's not. You can be really competitive. Though you're a peace-loving person, you might have that an eye for an eye or tooth for tooth when you're cross moment. Many people with this card excel at sports or other competitive activities. You could even become a lawyer. You'll often feel that your personal life gets into a rut. It's like, and if you've heard me say this before, my grandma always taught me, a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out, so don't stay there too long.
I love that.
Once you get comfortable with a certain person, it's usually hard for you to change, even when you may want to. You'll usually wait and see what's going to come your way instead of going out and making it happen as far as your love life is concerned. Indeed, most of your important personal relationships are kind of destined. So it's like if you've had that same guy for a while, it's like, you know, that's probably a really positive thing. This year, events occurring at 47. You can find your true purpose this year. There's at least one occurrence of a six card in your reading in a prominent position. This might be either in the birth card, planetary. Okay, I'll kind of look at that here a little bit ahead. The six card, a lot of people search their entire life to discover what their life is about, whether or not they have some special purpose or goal that they're to achieve during this time here on this planet. Some people never find it, but because of the six where it's at this year, you have a special opportunity to discover what your purpose is. Of course, it only applies, again, if you want to know. If you're not that interested, you know, knowing about more of your life's direction, this is probably going to manifest as a year's just steady progress toward existing goals. But a lot of times what I tell people is, like, chances are if you're calling in here, it's like you kind of want to know. It's like, where am I going? Yeah. What am I doing? And what's going to be going on? And why am I here? What is my mission here?
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes those sixes can be frustrating to us because they represent kind of like, you know, static or unchanging conditions in our life, but they also give us a special ability to perceive what's usually hidden from our conscious minds. And this is where I tell people, you know, prayer is talking to God and meditation is listening. So you need to take some time to meditate and, you know, listen to the unconscious mind from within. We listen to our inner voice. We can get a great deal of inspiration and direction when those cards are present, and you have at least one of them for the whole year. Study any sixes in that. So, okay. And this is a year of major completion for you. Somewhere along the line here, we'll see in a few pages more, you've got a nine in a prominent position. And nines the endings can be either seen as disappointments if we disregard their true meaning and truth. They represent graduations from chapters of our life that were important but are now, you know, no longer maybe as helpful for our personal growth and freedom. It's like, you know, it was a step in. So it's like I kind of liken those to, you know, think of what high school graduation was like. It's like, you know, you worked, you know, from either preschool or kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade. You know, you graduate, you go, yeah, you know. But it's like as you're getting out of there, that, you know, that high school door closes and that door to the rest of the world opens, you know, whether it's, you know, college or trade school or, you know, workforce, whatever it is you're doing. You know, so think of it, if you can think of it as that way, it's like, you know, this is not a disappointment, it's not a loss, it's like somehow or other this is moving me forward on my path.
Right.
Whatever the nature of the endings in your life, just be glad you've reached the point in your development that you are kind of sort of ready to move on. You're kind of realizing that and get maybe a little restless with things in relationships. Sometimes we're afraid to let go of things that become familiar, and I always say this is like that Charlie Brown character, Linus, with his comfy blanket. You know, we just get comfortable, and it's like, I'm in a comfort zone, I don't want to let go of this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're not even able to see that those things are no longer of any real use to us, of course, unless Linus, you know, kind of snapped his blanket that one time he did. It was a little cute. Rest assured, though, that that's the case for you. You're kind of ready to move on, and by the next this time next year, you're going to be in an entirely new and better place for your personal and professional development and expansion. Okay, so we're going to look forward and see kind of what nines are here. Okay, in your there's five cards that influence you for the whole entire year. The first of these is called the long range card. And for this year, you've got acting on you the Four of Diamonds. And it says regardless of your actual, the fours, eights, and tens are really good ones, solid. I can't remember the name of the card right now. Regardless of your actual financial situation as you enter the year, you're sure to be feeling contented and satisfied with money and finances for the majority of the year. And, of course, remember when they were saying this, it's like this is when your birthday was, you know, back in September.
Mm-hmm.
So that's maybe how that started. A sound sense of what you want just kind of seems to attract everything you need without much effort. Perhaps you're laying the foundation for long-term prosperity. You know, without a lot of effort, It's not a card of overwhelming success with money, but it means that you'll have enough to meet your needs and a little extra. This is going to be a very welcome card, especially if things have not been up to par lately. What's really kind of happening is you're getting clear about your values, the things that are most important in your life and what is not. You know, at least for this year, where and how money fits into your life, among other things you hold important. The knowledge acts to, or you know, tends to attract abundance and prosperity as you kind of have everything in its best place, you know, a place for everything, everything is placed. It's an inner process that you're bound to deal with pretty successfully this year. You share your wealth both materially and knowledge-wise with others, and you multiply your blessings. So the keywords for this one, these are the ones I say, put on your 3x5 index card and check out in the mirror every day. My soundness and firmness in values solidifies my financial resources and creates financial protection and satisfaction. Your Pluto card, this is the second one that impacts you for the year, is that Six of Spades. Health and work issues could take the spotlight. It's kind of a heavy-duty karma card, brings you the results of past actions, both good and bad. You know, whatever you sowed, you're going to get the harvest this year. Six of Spades card tends to create peace and balance in all things. It may require repayment of past debts. If you've not been, you know, good to your body lately, now's the time you may be forced into making changes. The same goes for work and other lifestyle-like areas. Another major objective for you this year is having to contend with some sort of kind of static or unchanging situation in your work or health that you kind of, you know, wanting to be different. Six of Spades is a strong influence of things in stasis and not changing. It can prevent travel, moves, change in employment or health. So it's kind of wise to have those areas in good condition before the year begins. It's like, oh, I'm so nice to know. It's so nice to know this is the middle of the year, isn't it? In case you're trying to get a job or trying to change jobs, having to contend with a lack of success or change in that area. So it's like a little bit different balancing there with that, with the diamond, you know, because sometimes the cards, you know, they'll give you a little bit conflicting things, and sometimes that's kind of how our life is too. It's like, you know, you have a lot of combination of things coming in. So it's like, you know, one thing says another, and it's like, that's kind of sometimes how life is. You know, you have all those options. But your success for the year will come from acknowledging the current situation. Let's see, and making compromises and adjustments to get the most out of what's already there. Maintain balance at all costs. That was a big one. It's your key to success. This card can also indicate a less than desirable health condition that keeps reminding you of the need to change your health habits. And I've seen all kinds of things come out of this one. It could be, you know, your teeth, your feet, your whatever. It's like, you know, any body part that can be giving you havoc this year, it's like, I'm going to make you deal with me. Your result card gives you more information about that. One of the greatest potentials is you could actually discover or deepen your connection to important and meaningful purpose in your life. So this is that six that I was looking at. That card's appearance in an important spot could be the signal of the time in your life you find something of greater meaning to stand for, so your life's purpose. And this one, the affirmation is, I'm learning to take responsibility for my health, my work, and my life habits. I learned to make compromises. I'm discovering my life's true purpose. So it's like, those are biggies. Your result card for this year, the next one, is this Eight of Hearts as a result card. An important aspect of the goals you set for yourself this year is developing and using your charm and personal power with those around you. Developing this is not necessarily easy. It might require some important changes in the way you communicate, but it's going to be well worth the effort. You complete this year with people supporting your efforts to achieve your goals and dreams, which is really good. You'd also know that you can handle the public with ease, whatever you're doing. It guarantees that by your next birthday, you're going to have achieved a good measure of success in your romantic and social life, if that is something you desire. And this Eight of Hearts, remember, this is called the Playboy or Probably Girl card. People with this card often experience great success in their love life. And if it's with your current one, it's like, you know, it's been kind of like, you know, rekindling the fireworks that go off, you know, type of thing, if you want to keep that relationship. I develop power. Okay, this is your affirmation. I develop power among my friends, associates, and the public. I accumulate personal charm and love power this year. Okay, your Six of Spades. Wow, you got this one again. It's the Environment card. And again, it's the card of fate, and if you pay attention, this could be a year of fateful events that leads you to your destiny in an important way. Highest meaning of this card would say that this is a year you find out what truly is your life purpose when you set out to make a commitment to that purpose. On the other hand, the more mundane or just, you know, ordinary meaning of this card is you benefit from staying with the same jobs and finding ways to improve it. the displacement card for this year, a really transformational one, you're displacing the Ace of Spades. It could be a significant for you in many ways, one in which you make a major change in your lifestyle, because the Ace of Spades is actually a major card of this deck. It's actually called the death card, but it doesn't mean somebody's going to die, although I've seen it happen. But it's just transformation. It's like there's going to be some tremendous transformation in some area. Either you can begin a new line of work, contrary to that spade that's sitting there, this ace is like, you can begin that new line of work or begin a new way of relating to your health or physical body. Transformation is a key word, and you could experience some form of death and rebirth during the year. It's also the most mystical card in the deck, and as such could bring involvement of one of the mystic sciences, and it's like the word occult has been so slammed. It's like occult simply means that which is hidden. And it's like it doesn't mean it's, dark or black or anything, but it's just hidden.
Right.
And it's like many times, those people, they went underground for centuries, because this particular deck of cards, our deck of 52 that we play with, our playing cards, if you believe the fables, if you want to say, and stories with it, it's like it started somewhere 20,000 years ago. It's like, back in Atlantis and all that. But coming forward to more modern times, the Magi, the three guys who showed up to bring Christ, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and that was just how they found him. It's like they were people of this order that were responsible for what they call the little book. And the little book is our deck of 52 cards. And it's like it was created specifically for our planet, which is really interesting. It's like I do some segments on that where it's just kind of, here's what they are and how they work and, that kind of stuff. But this is really a good one. It's like, and I'm kind of seeing here for your year, it's like they're talking a lot about your health, your lifestyle, transformation. It's like making yourself healthier, and it's like, I'm not sure if that's been something on your mind, but it's like, if it's not, it might be.
Yeah, lose a few pounds, yeah.
Okay.
And also coming out of my shell, because I am beginning to emerge to be a healer, an energy healer.
Cool,
so
very cool. What system are
you
using?
Pretty cool to listen to this.
Okay, cool. I was gonna say, are you doing Reiki? There's a lot of different schools where you can actually go and learn and really learn. Therapeutic touch comes from nursing, and that's where I started years ago. But it's like then you kind of build on those. It's like, is there any particular system you're using?
I'm doing Reiki and I'm doing quantum touch.
Awesome. Oh, very good. Like I said, I did Reiki. I've gotten my Reiki master teacher. It's like, and I'm here, I'm doing cards, but it's like, I use my Reiki for my family. So it's like, the healing will not be lost. So it's like,
Well, eventually I want to get into the psychic, psychic, listen to me, intuitive to do.
how to meditate.
Surgery,
listen,
psychic
listen
surgery.
Listen to those. Yeah. It's like, and it's kind of how to fine tune listening, listening to that inner sense. And it's like, how do I scan and how do I, find people's, what's wrong with their body type of stuff. It's like, that's pretty good. And I keep forgetting this. Jethro does offer classes. I'm not sure. I know he offers one on psychic self-defense, and it's like for anybody who's coming into that kind of healing stuff, it's like, believe me, that's one you might want to take, because you're going to need all kinds in that.
I know.
The other thing I'm going to tell you, just from a healing perspective, is there's two kinds of rocks you want to carry with you. Fluorite for a healer, it doesn't have to be a big piece, just a little piece in your pocket. And it's like, because fluorite keeps other people's energies from kind of sticking to you.
Right.
And the other one is hematite, and it kind of is reflective, and it keeps things kind of, reflecting back. So it's like,
excellent.
You don't go from one person to another and carrying energies forward, and you always
want to
make sure
just leave it there.
Cool. Well, very cool. That's
all right.
Really...
Thank you so much. Loved
yes,
it.
Yes, it's like,
I'm going to listen to the archives now.
it's like, and I would love to hear back on you. It's like, please click follow, and it's like, call in again. It's like, we love to hear how people are, transforming along. It's like, this
is
really cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yes.
You did
no
great.
Problem.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. Take care, hon.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All righty. Let's see now. Oh, what do we do here? There we go. That's holding for me. Okay, alrighty, let's see. Oh, we got some people in chat here. Let's see, I'm going to see if I can just say a quick hello. Okay, and let's see. All right, we've got caller, area code 478. Thank you for being patient with us here. We are doing card readings today. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Kelly. It's like, if you could give me your name, just say that slowly for me, and your date of birth.
My name is Debbie. My date of birth is January 29, 1965.
January 29th, okay. And 1965?
Yes.
Okay. All righty, Debbie. Good enough. Let's see what we got here for you. That sounds like Aquarius. Oh, goodness. Okay, and you are that Jack of Clubs with a Four of Hearts planetary ruler. All righty. Is there anything in particular you're kind of interested in looking at, or can we just kind of do a quick little overview here and kind of look at stuff, or is there something you really want to focus on?
I'd like to focus on my career.
Okay. All righty, just kind of changing jobs, kind of looking at new
things. I'd like to get out of what I'm doing right now into a little lower key type environment. Well, less intense.
Less hectic. About that, less hectic maybe.
Less intense, not hectic, but intense.
Okay. Less intense. Okay. All righty. Well, let's see what's coming up for you. Here's kind of who you are. It's like, that's kind of important to me. It's like who you are. Here's the Jack of Clubs. This is the talents it gives you. And it's like, and your planetary ruler, your Four of Hearts. And there's kind of some of that, because that kind of helps. It kind of helps with that kind of understanding. And it's like the biggest understanding is understanding ourselves, because when you know yourself, it gives you a much better idea of where you're going. It's like, and what you're here for and what you want to do. Okay, so let's look at this here. The Jack of Clubs. You are it's called the mentally creative card. Starts out creative, dishonest, or a mixture of both. It's like, okay, I'll bet you're on that high side, though. As we can imagine, those who are the most creative, can be two sides of that coin. It's like, dishonest, which I'm not seeing in that in you, but, vice versa, very, very honest and upright. Here's a card of mental and financial, no chipmunks, thank you, card of mental and financial creativity, and you're not a lazy bones. You've got a really brilliant mind, far ahead of the common person in society. You are the people of the Aquarian age. In addition to being Aquarius, you are of the Aquarian age. And it's like, when they refer to you as being neither male nor female, it's like, obviously you're in a female body, but it's like, you look at things really balanced when you do that. So it's like, it's you're more kind of, I almost want to say like a Libra, balancing the scale. You really have a balanced view. You're progressive and the cutting edge of the evolution of our society and world. One of those jacks, the jacks, queens, and kings in this deck, they're the royal family. You dislike pettiness, and tend to be somewhat impatient with the failings of others doing that. You need respect and a position that allows your brilliant mind free rein to create and explore. You're never at a loss for ideas, some of which will bring you some really good financial returns. On the flip side, I don't know if I go into that. You have to, maybe it applied when you were younger. It's like can be irresponsible or whatever. But you just see things from so many different levels that sometimes you can go, well, that's not precisely wrong. It's just another way of looking at things, And sometimes it can be really good for that storytelling. But you don't get away with that. And that's probably what you learned back earlier, too, because Saturn is one of the planets here with this and always kind of reminds them that boundaries, you got boundaries there, and that keeps you balanced and fair. Let's see. Okay, very essentially good and loving, giving people. Sometimes a little argumentative, but for the most part, really friendly, loving to everybody you meet. And it's like, again, that's kind of the Aquarius part. Some of the stuff with relationships, you've got a strong fixed mental approach to life. It can have its share of challenges for the Jack of Clubs because mental approaches don't always work in the realms of love. However, these people do not particularly have bad karma in the relationship area. They need somebody who's their friend first, and it's like, and that's, again, a very Aquarian thing, who will allow them some freedom to do and be themselves. If you have this, you're very faithful and devoted, great wife, et cetera. You often have to contend with ill health of a loved one or your own health problems that sometimes can be rooted in emotional conflict. So it's like if you get too emotional with stuff, it can actually make you physically ill. In most cases, your health issues are related to some emotional cause, whether it's a family, lover, friend, whatever, somebody you really near and dear to your heart that's causing you grief on that account. Four of Hearts is your planetary ruler. It's called a family card. It represents the foundation of love and all the good things associated with home and family. And those things are really important to you. And you probably go out of your way to make sure you kind of have that circle of close friends you can count on and that your home's comfortable and enjoyable. People can just kind of, you know, check by and go, yeah, I was dropping it. You might have special skills that relate to food, beauty, or home life in other areas. You're probably a pretty good cook. Nobody's going to starve in your house. In any case, you're going to find ways to create security among your inner circle of family and friends. You're a protector and a helper to those you love, and you hate to see any of them left out. Others feel nurtured in your presence, so you have to watch out not to smother them. like the mother hen, it's like, don't smother those chicks. Family life can bring you much joy, whether that comes by marriage or just by creating your own family among, you know, your best friends. And it's like, I've got some folks like that that we're not blood related, but I'll tell you what, they're my family. At 47, you get a wish fulfilled this year. Your birth card falls in a position governed by the planet Jupiter. And because of this, you've got really a certain good amount of good fortune, and you're going to see at least one of your important wishes fulfilled at the same time. This does not mean every problem in your life is going to disappear or that everything will be easier, but it does mean some things will come easier to you and something you want will manifest itself. For the most part, it's going to be a year of prosperity and abundance. You might have challenges in other areas, but you're really going to have a lot to be grateful for, just like in The Secret where the guy that got out of bed says, every morning I get out of bed, and it's like, you know, as my feet hit the floor, I go, thank you, all the way to the bathroom. So you magnify that prosperity by receiving it and giving thanks. You can find your true purpose this year. At least one recurrence of a six is in here, man. It's like I swear it's got to be the weather or something. It's like, you know, normally this is not, you know, not everybody gets sixes in their readings every year. It's like everybody's been calling in. It's like, okay, you know, this is one of those years where if you want to find out, you know, where you're supposed to be in life and what your path is, it's like this is a really super good year to do that. But they can be frustrating because sometimes they represent, again, that static and unchanging conditions in our life. It's like the gal, I'm not sure if you got a chance to listen to her before, the previous caller. It's like, but, you know, everything I said to her about the sixes is like, this would be true of you this year. This is also a year of major completion. You have a nine someplace, too, so it's the same thing. It's like you've got something going on where it's a graduation from the chapter in your life that was really important, but it's, you know, now quite no longer so helpful for your personal growth and development. So it's going to be that change, and it's just like what you're talking about. It's like, you know, you want to kind of change something so it's just a little bit less intense. But whatever that nature of the ending in your life, it's not going to end. It's just going to maybe slow down a little bit. But, you know, you'd be glad you've reached that point in your development. You're ready to move on to better things in relationships. Because often, you know, we get in that comfortable spot, and it's like, it's just, well, you know, I'm comfy. I don't really want to, you know, do this. But if you have more than one occurrence of that, that's going to come on. Your planetary ruling card is approaching the ascent to the pinnacle year. This is really cool. Now, I don't see a lot of those. You're approaching a particularly significant seven-year cycle of your life. We call this the ascent to the pinnacle cycle. The cycle's effect on you is going to depend largely on what is the direction of your life to this point. So we're going to go through this a little bit slower and more careful to determine the significance for you. If you're aware of your personal goals and purpose to a large degree, this year and the next 3 years together is going to mark a rising up to a position of accomplishment and recognition. This year is going to see a significant advancement in your career interests, but at the year that begins 3 years from this birthday will be the pinnacle year where you can reach the very top of your profession and end up on a new level of work and attainment. Many people have achieved great goals and dreams during this three-year period. Hi, I'm so glad you called. On the other hand, you're not so certain about your life's direction maybe or purpose. If you're not so much so, the next 3 years is going to mark a culmination for you of your life as you know it. Be prepared during the pinnacle year to make a big change, to depart from a significant chapter of your life and then move on to a new and better cycle. You can have some achievements during these 3 years, but it's likely you will not know what your true direction is going to be until sometime during that pinnacle year. So it's like, you know, be patient and prepare for this new cycle. So the next 3 years is going to be, you know, a lot of changes. That's only, sounds like a lot, but it's like, oh, it's only 36 months. It's like, you know, a lot can happen. regardless of where you're at, 2 years after the pinnacle year, so 5 years from this year, you're going to arrive in what we call the most blessed position. And during that year, you'll receive that which your heart desires most. This is indeed one of the most significant cycles in any person's life. So, you know, for a forehead look there, it's like you got some really good things coming in the next 3 years and the next 5 years. So, like, that's really awesome. Okay, your long-range card. We're going to look a little bit here and see what is coming up in here for career and stuff. You're somehow at the fork, because you got a three of diamonds as your long-range card. You're at the fork in the road this year in terms of your values. You know, do you want this? Do you want that? You know, do you know what you want? You know, have you got your goal cards written out? What's your relationship to money and love? What's most important? Those questions and more are likely to be uppermost in your mind as you go through the year, kind of experimenting with new avenues for satisfaction and work, love, and finances. And, like, again, you kind of got that goal in mind. It's like, I want to take a little step back. When we allow ourselves to explore alternatives, we sometimes lose momentum of our present focus, and this can result in less success financially because we kind of scatter our forces. We have less to devote to any one project or endeavor. So if that's the case, just remember it's important for you to make these experiments and don't let your lack of success turn into worry. So, you know, changes, you know, might cause, you know, oh my goodness, I'm going down in this area, didn't want to do that. It's like, you know, but it'll, you know, it always kind of levels out. You know, you got the, like, kind of like a yo-yo, you know, the up and down, but it's like, you know, you always kind of come back to middle and to balance. The threes are highly creative influences. You got to put them to work in constructive ways. Otherwise, there's going to be too much preoccupation with money and indecision and stress and worry. You need to express your creativity this year and experiment a little bit. And then later, you get to decide which avenue is the best for your long-term satisfaction. You can find several avenues of income this year and learn how diversity can be more profitable in these changing times. And so your keywords for this one is a year of creative money pursuits or worry about indecision and money. I focus on diversifying my sources of income. So those are the kind of ones you put on that, you know, your 3x5 index card and look at those for your, you know, kind of affirmations type of thing. And that's a year of creative money pursuits or worry and indecision about money. I focus on diversifying my sources of income. Your Pluto card is a 9 of spades, and here's where this your changes come in. It says this year you have one of the most challenging cards, the 9 of spades. It can signal a year of losses of many kinds. In many ways, this will be a year of completions and endings. And again, just think of those as like graduations. As an indication, you know, you might lose your job or have to contend with lingering health problems that force you to change your habits. But it's like, you know, you're not necessarily losing your job. You're just kind of, you know, taking that step back. You could lose someone you know, and this passing may not be easy for you to digest. That's not a guarantee. It doesn't mean, you know, somebody's going to, you know, run out and die the next weekend or whatever, but it's like, just kind of be aware. I've seen people's pets die with influences like this too, you know, things like that. For some people, transition and changes of such a dramatic nature, very hard to deal with. The attitude that, you know, all is happening for a good reason was going to go a long way towards getting through this year with sanity and peace of mind. What's being called for this year is for you to let go of certain important parts of your lifestyle that are no longer good for you or those around you. Whether you can see it or not, you've reached a place of completion in these areas and you need to move on. If you resist, it'll seem like these endings are being forced upon you. But if you see this as your completion, it's where that one door is closing and that other door opens. It's like, you know, your high school graduation, just, you know, you're going to walk through there and it's like, you know, this is kind of ending because it's, you know, maybe high school was great, maybe it wasn't, but it's like you got through it, you got that diploma and you're going forward. But you're going to prepare for a whole new chapter of life. That's a door opening. The next year is going to be one of new beginnings, leading you in an entirely new direction. That's going to be a lot better for you on all levels. Your result card, which is the next one here, is going to tell more about the challenges. But the affirmation for this one is, I'm transformed by the endings of relationships, jobs, or lifestyle habits that are occurring in my life this year. I release everything that's been holding me back, and in so doing, I set myself free. So it can be, you know, what looks like a disaster can, you know, actually come out, and you can come out smelling like a rose. So it's like, you know, just hang in there with it. when you reach the end of your rope, you know, tie a knot and hang on. Your result card is the 6 of clubs. One result of your many efforts this year is either going to be to develop heightened intuition or create peaceful and effective communications with those around you. It's a really powerful steadying influence and demands responsibility and the willing to compromise to be handled effectively. in that Pluto card before it told you, you know, who's involved in those, that nine. But this card, the Six of Clubs, can also signal you discover a special purpose or destiny for yourself. It could have something to do with sharing truth or a higher form of knowledge with the world. So it's like, you know, if you've ever thought about, you know, writing your pamphlet, or it's like, you know, writing my truth and maybe just, you know, putting it out there, it's like, you know, holding a seminar class or something like that would be a good thing to do. It's like this would be a positive time to do it. Listen to your voice within, and much is going to be revealed to you. So again, you know, go into that prayer and meditation. That meditation, you know, listen to that inner voice. Listen to God. And your affirmation is, by listening to my inner voice, I find my special purpose in life that's going to direct me to the highest path. Your environment card is the Five of Spades. Most all challenges and opportunities to travel will bring blessings of one sort or another. This includes changes in business, lifestyle, living situation, work, or residence. Accept the changes. Look for opportunities to travel as indicators of where to go for more benefits in your life. It could be an important transition year for you, which is already indicated it's going to be, and one that leads you up one step toward a more expansive and freer lifestyle. It's like, you know, kind of once you get done wading through the swamp, it's like, you know, you're going to get to step out and shower and be more refreshed with this. Your displacement card, you're displacing the Three of Spades this year. It could be a year of success, creative self-expression, or of worry, indecision, and stress. So it's like, because those threes, you know, they're highly creative, but it's like you really got to focus and keep your focus on the high side, or it does that downward spiral, does that flip. It just depends on how this powerful creative force is going to manifest in your life. Success can be found this year, both financially and otherwise, but you're going to work for it and use those ideas coming your way. And it's like, a lot of times I'll tell people, you know, get a notebook. It's like, you know, just even just one of those little, you know, like, pocket size, you know, memo notebook, flip things, whatever. And it's like when you have, you know, oh, that was a weird idea, whatever, jot it down, flip that little notebook open, put the date down, say, oh, I just thought of this, bing, bing, bing. And it's like, it's kind of like a brainstorming thing. It's like, don't censor your thoughts when you're doing that. It's like, just let those brainstorming things come. And it's like, and then you, you know, you get back of them, it's like, you know, and I'm not even going to say, you know, you look at them in the light of cold ground and go, oh, that was silly. But it's like, maybe not so silly as you think. It's like a lot of times, you know, your angels kind of prod you along and going, hey, and try this. You know, they want you to look at stuff. So it's like, you know, keep something and make use of those good ideas. This is the artist card. It can bring success in artistic fields, although it can be applied in other fields as well. It's like, you know, I've seen people be artists, you know, they're like chefs, bakers, decorating cakes, people who quilt, you know, people who are candle makers. It's like, you know, art is not just necessarily that pencil and paper and paints and sculpting and that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, there's really artistry in a lot of different professions. Okay, let's see. And you're right at the beginning of the year here. It's like you've had your Mercury period started January 29th, and it went through March 22nd. And the two you had in there, oh, are both right together, seven of diamonds, eight of diamonds. Where you're at right now is in your Venus period, and that's because each of the planetary, you know, ruling times is like for 52 days. And what they'll tell you is the energies for any one particular time are strongest in the area that it's over for that time, but it's to a lesser degree all year. So anything that's in your year reading, it's like, is going to be, you know, going to be working on. It's like, you know, it can always pop up. But your Venus began on 3/22, and it goes till May 13th. And that's where you're at right now. You've got the Ten of Clubs and the Three of Diamonds in that. I'm just kind of looking forward to work here. You've got some spades ahead. Spades are always about work. That's not until a little bit later in the year, but it's like there's some things coming up there. Okay, let me just kind of look and see what your powerful influences were. I'll say for the one that just passed, the time period that just passed here, that Seven of Diamonds and the Eight of Diamonds. It could bring in, sevens are really hard. It's like they can bring unexpected expenditure or loss of money that kind of feels, you know, leaves you feeling poor and afraid. It's not a good influence for speculation or gambling, to get rich quick stuff, whatever the specifics. It's encouraging you to drop your fears about money and adopt abundance consciousness. And it's like, you know, see The Secret on that one. The Secret, the book is by Rhonda Byrne, and she also has a DVD out.
I have that.
But that's attracting more money than you thought possible. You've got a positive, you know, powerful other Mercury card, such as 4, 8, or 10, which you do. You've got that 8 of Diamonds here. it's going to ease that. It's like the bottom line is going to, you know, it'll be, your challenges are going to be short-lived. And indeed, that Eight of Diamonds shows that it represents money coming in quickly or unexpectedly. So it's like you could have that loss, but you can gain it back just as quick. Unexpectedly, a rapid gain of a desired financial object. And it may have been motivated by impatience or been the result of your having some, you know, information because of some short trip you took. But it's like it's one of the few times when the this one just tells the opposite, that get-rich-quick scheme might just pay off, you know. So it's like the seven's going, no, 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 and the eight's going, yes, yes, yes. So there's some conflict in there. And that's the period, you know, that's the period that just happened for you. That was the Mercury one. So it's like to a lesser degree, you know, it'll have these that influence the rest of the year. So it's just kind of, you know, be aware of that. You know, they're flipping with each other. Right now you're in Venus, and it's like that you've got the Ten of Clubs, and again that Three of Diamonds. You got some really good news or success with people or friends. Social activities and intellectual overtones are emphasized. Success with women, having the right knowledge, opens doors, and makes many beneficial contacts and friends. It's a card of satisfaction and kind of instant acceptance by others, maybe dealing with intellectual pursuits. Friends, women in particular, will be, you know, you have a girl's night out, you know, it's going to be fun. Three of Diamonds represents financial worries that cause problems in relationships. At this time, you might be choosing friends out of your kind of worry over money, or choosing a job in a hurry that might meet your immediate money needs but doesn't suit you in the long run. So just be, you know, careful with that one. In any event, it's not wise to mix love and money during this period. It's also wise to do things that will relax you so you can make better decisions about your money, you know, about your work and your money. So it's like that's kind of what's going on for you. You're kind of in the middle of that right now. And that influence goes till May 13th, so that's kind of where you're at right now. And then to a lesser degree, of course, for the whole year, that's going to be there. Okay, and then the next one after that is that 52 is the Mars period, your Mars card. This is not the Mars bar. Let's see, that starts May 13th and goes till July 4th. And what you've got in there is the King of Diamonds and the Jack of Hearts. You can expect a certain amount of financial success during that period, especially if you've got specific goals. And, of course, financial is also related to your work. Legal matters is going to go your way pretty well. You can do really well in your own business or by handling your own investments. You have that master finance card. That's what they call it now. Use that influence to make more money or to start your own business. Success is assured, especially if this is the top card of the pair, which it is. You can find there might be one or more men's of the diamond suit. For, you know, you might have attraction or anger. So it's like, you know, it might be a boss. It's like, you know, oh, this is a really great guy. Or it's like, oh, man, he makes me so mad. I just want to, you know, take him home and stick his face on a target practicing. You've also got the Jack of Hearts in that Mars period. And that, again, that's from that May 13th to July 4th. Under that influence, the Jack of Hearts is called the sacrifice card or the Christ card. You could easily find yourself doing things you don't usually do during this period. For example, you might decide to give up some cherished desire or passion for a higher reason or truth. For example, right, other people in this card influence have given up, you know, legal battles, other competitive goals, all in the name of following higher wisdom. Gives you mastery over your emotions and passions and encourages you to upgrade your actions toward higher and more selfless pursuits. And again, this is an indication, you know, those guys, because there's guys that might be, you know, Jacks of Hearts there, you know, you might have some either attraction or I could just kick him to the curb moment. So there's that. And I'm just kind of looking forward a little bit to your Jupiter period. A lot of times is success stuff and work. You've got the Seven of Clubs and the Nine of Clubs in Jupiter, and both of those are hard, you know, hard cards in the sense that seven is always about, you know, have some faith and take that leap off the cliff. You kind of go, is there going to be that net down there to catch me? I'm not sure. And that Nine of Clubs is kind of bringing ending stuff. But because they're both in Jupiter, any challenges in business or finances can be traced to negative attitudes or self-limiting plans and ideas. So this is that time to, you know, like I say, if you've seen that the Secret, it's like, you know, make sure you're focusing on what you want, not what you don't want. It's time to expand your thinking, elevate your thoughts in business for business and personal success. Exposure to any form of spiritual knowledge is going to be profitable in more ways than one, and it's going to help you attain higher states of realization with that card. Remember that the thoughts are things, and you are what you think you are, and it's like, and thoughts become things. It can bring financial and spiritual rewards from study of mystical knowledge or self-improvement subjects. That Nine of Clubs brings financial success through spreading of knowledge. Again, that's, you know, if you've ever thought about, you know, writing a pamphlet or, you know, teaching a class, it's like, this might be a good time to kind of disseminate, here's what I know and here's what I've, you know, kind of that Heloise's how-to moment. By doing some sort of spiritual teaching. Also suggests that period will bring the culmination of a project or way of making money that was started some time ago. Because your Jupiter starts July 4th and goes till August 25th. So that's coming up. Though endings are often interpreted as losses, because this card falls in Jupiter, it's certain that this is completion is going to bring you more of what you truly want out of life. Some of your best chances for success now lie in applying universal and giving approach in your work while recognizing the power of your own mind. Don't resist endings or completions that may occur, especially during that period. They're going to quickly bring you to new beginnings with much better things in store for you. It's like, you know, but again, with that seven, just watch any negativity thinking, because, you know, sometimes, you know, no matter how good your cards are for the year, and it's like, I've absolutely seen this. I've seen people with great cards who shoot themselves in the foot. And I have seen people with terrible cards for their year. You know, not that there's precisely that, but it's kind of like, man, this is going to really be a challenging year. Come out of that going, nope. It's like, thank you for the heads up. Thank you for the warning. I'm going to change this. And they do. You know, so it's like anything we say here, you know, it's just like, it's, you know, you always have free will, just because, you know, it's, you know, in your reading, you know, whatever, you know, the cards are laid out this way. It's like, doesn't mean it's set in stone. Doesn't mean this is a prophetic thing. It just means that these are influences for you. And if you want to use your self-determination and your free will, you absolutely can make things turn out a different way. So just always keep that in mind. In your Saturn, you've got the Five of Spades and, let's see, Five of Spades and the Jack of Spades in Saturn. It's like there's just, oh my goodness, I want to have some difficulties with an incompetent physician. So it's like, watch your medical stuff. And then the Five of Spades is with health issues. So it's just like maybe some later. That's really later in the year. That's like from August to October, August 25th, about the middle of October the 16th. So if somebody in your family, it, like, I don't know if it's you or, you know, maybe somebody close to you, because it looks like it might be someone else. Or it could cause a change in your job or home during this period. And it's like, because they're both spades, it's going to be about work, work, and more work. And it's like a lot of changes would tend to bring more harm than good. Though you might not be able to avoid them. You know, they might be necessary for other reasons. It's like, you know, it's harvest time. So it's like, yeah, it's going to be coming down. But just kind of, you know, just kind of be aware of that influence is out there with medical things. Uranus, Three of Clubs. Three is a very creative again, brings you a lot of good or causes you a lot of worry. Oh, and you got that Ace of Spades again in your Uranus. It's, wow, okay, you've had that one twice this year. Something secret about your job. It's a card of ambition and desire, and thus people often begin new jobs or careers under its influence. But for those on the spiritual path, it holds a deep and mystical meaning that may also apply at the same time. It's a strong desire for occult or secret knowledge. It's, you know, represents psychic gifts, or you may be motivated to join a secret society or organization. Let's see, creative expression. But that Uranus period doesn't start. It starts in October, middle of October till December 7th. So it's like, That's further along in the year is where that influence is going to be strongest, although, again, it could be something that, you know, comes forward, you know, in a milder form. And your very last one is that Neptune, that Seven of Hearts and Neptune for this year. It can bring a powerful, and that's from December 7th to your next birthday in January 29th of 2013. That influence can bring a powerful opening of your heart, an experience of unconditional love. It also brings challenges around personal attachments to someone or some cherished dreams. Either, you know, you might be planning a vacation, you know, something goes wrong, you know, but the answers to your problems lie within. You got the power to look inside yourself and make meaningful evaluations. So you kind of challenge your own fantasies in the name of truth and love. So I'm not sure if that kind of helps. It's like, does that kind of?
Wow, that's a lot of information.
This is why people a lot of times go back and listen, because we archive these. So it's like, if you want to go back and get your pencil ready, you sure can. So
wow, totally. That's a lot of information.
And like I say, that was kind of your thumbnail sketch for the year. So it's like, yeah, here's your year coming up. It's like, oh yeah. Oh, anyway, but you know, click us on follow, and it's like, and a lot of times, we have, you know, I'll say Jethro was really gifted different, you know, all of us have our different, you know, spaces.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually talking to him on Friday.
Oh, good, very good. And he's going to have Andrew Lohan with him, and it's like, yeah.
Oh, no,
so
I've
like,
got
you know,
a personal reading with him.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Very good. Very good. You're taking advantage of his April 50% off, aren't you? Yep, I know.
Oh, well, I've known him for such a long time, so I've known him before you even got on Blog Talk, so he's
cool.
Just a wonderful person and a wonderful reader, so.
Yeah, he is. He's a real... So you know about his book then? I don't have to tell you back that, and you already know how to...
I his book last week, and I actually called him with it. It makes you laugh, it makes you cry, and then it wants you to... It's like, okay, I'm ready for the next one. It's really that good of a book. I'm surprised. I think if once more people find out about this book, it's going to take off. I mean,
I was going to say it was actually on the Balboa list because the for Balboa Press, it was on their on their bestseller league for bestseller whatever thing for like 3 weeks. It was. It did really well. It's like I'm not. I mean, he just told me about that. He's like going, yeah. It's like, you know, made bestseller like, you know, 3 weeks in a row. It's like I'm not sure, you know, how that pattern's continued or not. But I was like going, yeah, good. I'm bugging him. It's like I'm like you. I've known him a long time here. It's like I'm trying to get him to write what I call, you know, the Jethro Smith recipe book. And I don't mean for cooking. It's like
right.
He's got some really interesting things for how to attract a relationship, and it's like here's how to cleanse. And I'm like going, you know, they need to be classes and they need to be in a book. It's like he's going, eh, he's thinking about it. It's like, how am I going to organize this? It's like, let me organize you. As my degree is in business, actually. So anyway, well, thank you so much for calling in today. So you're probably already following on the show and whatnot. And it's like, yeah, it's like you'll have a good time there reading with him. It's like it'll be fun.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Thank you. Whoops. All righty. Here we go. All righty. Tristan, you're there. It's like, haven't forgot about you here. Whoops, wait a minute. Come on. My clicker's not working here. Hang on. All right. Ah, there we go. Now I got you live.
That's funny.
How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. A little bit on the tired side because I stayed up late again. Samantha is doing much better. I have 2 days down with her not being sick at all.
Oh, wow.
So I'm, like, so thrilled that her appetite is coming back and she's just being normal. And
yeah.
I don't have to, like, clean my bedding every day.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, because I was keeping her, like, right by me, and then all of a sudden she gets sick, and I'd be like, Samantha, and I'd, like, freak out and...
Do that. It's like, oh, that's a puppy moment, you know.
I know. I felt so bad for her, but she's so totally feeling better now, which is a huge blessing.
That is.
So I think I had you read the cards for this person, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
So it's June 7th.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me get there here. Now, do you want to do this in the format of a relationship reading or an individual?
I guess a relationship. Why not?
Okay, why not? All right. Let me click that one up here. Come on, we're having issues here. I was like, yeah, come on.
Having computer issues. I kept getting booted off your show. I'm like,
oh no. I wondered what, you know, because it's like, you know, I saw you were in chat, and it's like, and then you were gone.
And then you were gone.
And then you were up here, and you're gone. You're up here, and you're gone. I'm like going,
I know.
It's like, and you every time you called in, it's like you were at the end of the queue, and I'm like going, okay. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Tell me about it. I was like, Kelly, no. Bring me back.
Oh, no. Okay, let's see. Let me just give me a first initial for this guy.
M. Just call, he's Michael. It's okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm just gonna say Michael.
I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
Nobody I know listens to.
Nobody in your circles. Can we change that? So what did you say? So 6-1 of what?
No, 6-7.
Oh, whoops, 6-7. Whoa. That would make a huge difference. 6-7.
I don't think
I've read for this one then. 6-7 of what year?
See, I think you did because I couldn't remember what year. He's 40 years old.
30?
So 40.
Oh, 40. Okay, so he's going to be turning, okay, hang on.
41.
Math here.
I know.
So be turning 41. Okay. So
yes.
This is your 2012. Hang on. It's like where's your calculator? You should have been doing this for me beforehand. Okay. Let's see. 2 minus 1 is 1. It's like I passed math
that's
a long time ago. I can do
I
this.
I do have a calculator right here.
Oh,
oh my
good.
God.
I mean, how about you? Click in 2012 minus 41 for me then.
All right. 2012 minus 41 equals
1971. Okay, that'll work there. Okay, 6-7 of 1971. Okay, and let's... Oops,
and he's from the UK.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a British bloke.
He's a British bloke. How about he?
Yeah.
See. All right.
He does sound really good, though.
Cool. Okay, and I've got you in here as Tris. Whoops, not in capitals. Thank you very much. Let's not do the caps lock.
That's funny.
Let's see. I think I'm almost to the point where, let's see, I can time. I remember it's 9, and I think it's 12. And
you're
I
right. 64.
There we go, 64. Okay, so let's see what kind of stuff you guys have together here. Okay, he is a 10 of diamonds with a planetary ruler of an 8 of spades, and you are a queen of clubs with a planetary ruler of a 10 of spades. And between the two of you, we have this really cool six-sided star where Mike owes Tris in a karmic relationship.
All these men owe me.
We'll have to go find that one out. And the second connection, he's your Saturn card in, let's see, and actually if I click on this one, yeah, okay, the karmic doesn't say, usually karmics are past life though, so it's like, okay. Your second connection is he's Saturn to you in the life spread, so he definitely would have things to teach you. The third one is you're Mars to him in the life spread, so you could, you know, he could be really aggravated with you in time.
Ooh.
But your fourth connection, you're his Venus card in the spiritual spread. So that's the Venus in the spiritual. Anyway, that's one of the ones we think of. It's love at first sight. Let's see. And then you're Mars to each other. So it's a Mars mutual in the life spread. So you could push each other's buttons and make each other kind of mad. Let's see. Your next one is the Jupiter card. He's your Jupiter card in the spiritual spread. So good things coming from that. And it's one of the past life or earned connections. They have, you know, you may have been like monks in the same order type of thing.
Wow.
And then you're the Jupiter card to him. Your last connection is also in the spiritual spread. So it's like you've got two, you know, the sum is like, you know, there's a karmic connection, there's a Saturn, there's a Mars, a Venus, and a Mars. You know, you got an Oreo sandwich cookie there. It's like a love sandwich in the middle. And then you've got two Jupiter cards. So you got 7 connections, which is not, you know, it's like I only have 3 connections with one of my kids. So, you know, it's like, you know, it's just the more connections you have sometimes, you know, the not necessarily the more compatible you're going to be, but it can be, I can't keep up with chat here either. It's like people come in, they go out. All right. What I should be having you do is get in that chat room and it's like chat with people. It's like that's one way I know you can help on there. Yeah. Okay. And good cards here. Let's see. Let me get this so it's not microscopic. It looks like microfish, and I'm just going to make that so I don't have to lose my eyesight trying to read it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, here. Oh, and that's why, because okay, you're his first. That's why you're his first karma card. So that's that debt owing to you. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, because he's got 4 cards. He's got his birth card is the 10 of diamonds. His planetary ruler is the 8 of spades. That first karma card is you. Is your birth card is that queen of clubs, and his second karma one is the queen of spades. And then with you, you're coming in with your birth card is the Queen of Spades, obviously. Your planetary ruler is that Ten of Spades. Your first karma card is the 3 of Hearts, and your second karma card is his 10 of Diamonds. Okay. So you guys have got two directions. Okay, I got it. I see it. All right. And that Ten of Diamonds person is called the Blessed card. It's this is him. It's like he's protected in the grand scheme of things, protected on all sides by Jupiter's blessing. It's the card of material opulence. So few of them actually achieve that reality, but they're very protected financially, and they always have a certain amount of good luck. To achieve that highest potential, they need to be involved in a business, preferably their own. They have to know how to manage and run a business of any size.
That's what he wants to do.
That would be cool. Get him into coffee. It's like if he's from England,
I was thinking about that.
I was going to say, if he is from England, it's like that would be, England's open. England's only been open for a year. It's like there's a lot of expansion going on over there right now.
But he's coming over here.
Oh, all right. That's even better then.
Exactly.
There's a lot of opportunity here. Okay, let's see. So many blessings. So many blessings. You might expect them to be generous souls, but that's not always the case. They just direct the blessings to acquisition or money, and some become, just make sure he's not a ruthless guy. But others pay heed to that Queen of Clubs karma card, the card of intuition and service through knowledge, and they devote their talents and resources to things like that. So this would really be this would be a really good one. They have a strong desire for love and relationships and some karma from past life that's got to be discharged through one or more difficult divorce or separation. They bring into this life some karma having been the one who left another unfairly and unlovingly. In this life, they're likely to receive the same treatment from another, often the same person they were with before. So it's like, I don't know if that's somebody previously or if that's going to be you or...
No, his wife left him.
Aha, so he got that karmic kick. He sure did then, okay.
And took everything.
Well, there you go. That's what it just got done saying. Is like in another life there, he left someone kind of high and dry, and it's like, and now he got that karmic come around. That's exactly what happened. And it's like, all righty, I wonder if he learned anything. His eight of spades is that planetary ruler, adds a great deal of power to his personality, makes him someone to be reckoned with on a personal level. Could also make him a workaholic. He's probably attracted to others who are powerful, and then those relationships. There's a strong desire for working money, but don't abuse others to acquire your goals. So it's like, you could probably do really well with the coffee.
Yeah,
If you guys get in this together, it's like, because that's where a lot of the couples do really well. It's like they work as a team. There's a lot of teamwork there. And, of course, we've read you a lot here. It's like, you're very, mother hen oriented there. It's like, and you've got that Ten of Spades, that planetary ruler.
Mother has.
It's extreme sometimes. When you get into something, you really get into it. It's like you can be a workaholic. So it's like, you guys with that workaholic moment together with that coffee, you could probably be, there's, like I said, there's people in this company, bringing home, $500,000 a month check residual income from the company. So it's like, and they haven't been in it that long because they're people in this country.
I went on to the Organic Gold.
Oh, good.
The website,
Yeah.
But it didn't really explain a whole lot about the actual coffee.
There should be something on there. There should be something about the history, something or other. It's like, I'll have to look and see what I can find.
I know, because I was like really interested, and when you were telling somebody about it, I almost wrote it in the chat room.
Oh, yeah. Well, please do. Write in the chat room. It's like, because there was actually somebody yesterday who was looking for it, and Jessica kind of said,
tell
her about this, okay, but here we go. The first connection is Mike owes Tris in a karmic relationship, okay? So it's a unique and powerful connection that guarantees this relationship is really important to both of you. Because there's certain birth cards that, because of their position relative to each other, are known to be karma cards. Those are karma cards are much like those who have the same birth cards because you got a lot in common. However, that connection also guarantees these two have been together before in a way that left some outstanding debt incomplete. You're drawn together again to help settle this imbalance on a cosmic level. It does not mean this relationship has any kind of negative connotation because of the supposed debt. Everything that happens in the universe is regulated by law of cause and effect. This relationship can be a natural expression of the law, providing that, the two of you allow it to be. The implication is that the energy of some form is meant to be transferred from Mike to you. So just what the form of that energy is going to be determined by the particulars of their relationship in general. It would be best for Mike to be willing to give whenever called upon. Other connections between you two will help define what that giving is and how easy or difficult it may be for both of you. But for giving to be successful, you have to be willing and able to receive. It's just like throwing a football. It's like, you know, there can be a guy throwing the ball, but it's like if there's no receiver there, it's like that's an incomplete pass, tell you what.
Yep.
So there you go. In truth, giving and receiving, they call it, are one and the same. If either Mike or you do not allow that exchange to take place, that's where you can have some friction. It's often observed that people in karma card relationships either get along famously or not. If you're not, it's because that exchange is being hampered by one or both of you because you're blocking that energy. If you're not able to receive, you know, you will in your own way be undermining the potential of that relationship. Same can be said of Mike if he's not willing to give. So you both have to be open to that exchange, participating in each, play your role in this. When you do, that relationship is going to take on like this magical tone, you know, the Disney ending. It's one of those connections in which a very high degree of intimacy can be reached. Much like people with the same birth cards, Mike and you have a lot in common. Though you may not themselves always see it, you know, as well as somebody outside of it, you know, because you guys are in the forest and you can't see it for all the trees, but somebody outside looking and goes, wow, that's cool. But you share a lot of common talents, abilities, personal issues, and challenges. There can be this sense of sameness, you know, or like twin flame moment, you know, that unity that makes you both feel and think that this is the way a relationship should be. This could be compared, yeah, to people who are twins to some degree, much in the way that twins can feel each other's feelings and read each other's minds. You and he are likely to be connected psychically and mentally. Greater depths of intimacy. My breath here. And union are possible in this relationship. If you guys have that opportunity to experience that blissful union and relationship, in fact, you are a strong mirror, you know, of him. In some cases, you know, that mirror is going to be a factor in creating some friction in the relationship, especially if he does not see just how much he is like you. Because, you know, his card is the giving card for this connection. He bears more responsibility for owning his personal stuff, you know, like if you make him angry, you know, he's got to be the one to look at his anger closely to find the fault within and not direct his anger towards you. Other connections between you and he add different elements to their relationship, and this combination of them all will be more accurate description of it than just this one connection. However, this karma card connection is one that's the most important of them all and describes one of you know, your two most important reasons for being together. This connection has, again, what they call this definite, you know, soulmate potential, meaning that, you know, you two can experience states of divine union that few couples have. This could be, you know, literally the love of your life, the match made in heaven, but as with other soulmate potential connections, a lot of awareness and personal development must be contributed by both of you if it's going to be realized. So his affirmation literally would be that he has to appreciate his relationship with you and be glad to be able to contribute to her, you know, her life, that he realizes that you're a strong mirror of himself, and with that awareness he's learning much about loving himself through being with you, and he gives whatever's needed to fulfill those karmic obligations with love and without expectation of reward. And for you, you're going to be grateful for his presence in your life, and you accept all the good things he brings into your life and respond with appreciation and gratitude. That attitude, and it's really important to vocalize, though, when it says that. You realize how much that you two are alike and use this relationship to learn more about yourself. You allow this exchange between you to take place by being completely open to receive whatever Mike has to offer without expectation. So it's like, you know, let him give, and it's like, you know, give what he's going to give, and you receive. The second connection is he's that Saturn card to you in the life spread. It's traditionally known, Saturn's traditionally known as that planet of hardship, of coldness, of difficulties of all kinds. Some Saturn relationships, those qualities predominate, but there's a lot of Saturn relationships that have other qualities, and we see more positive aspects of that influence. And it's hard to say, it's hard to predict exactly how this relationship between the two of you are going to be affected by that connection, because again, there's that karmic one that's in the first place, and that's going to be the biggest reason. But it's going to be how consciously you choose to apply the energy of that connection. It can be very constructive, or it can be difficult and, you know, difficult, depressing. So we define some of those qualities more specifically so it can be kind of understood. In that relationship, you've somehow chosen him to be your teacher. It may not, you know, obviously not completely conscious, so it's just the same. You know, Mike, you know, being your Saturn card, is going to experience a natural inclination to help you by making those, you know, helpful suggestions for improving your life or career, you know. So just having you or having him in your life is a reminder to you of things you need to do in order to make your life better than it is. A Saturn person teaches how to be more responsible, more grown up, you know, practical, disciplined, conscientious, bear all those things. They're going to help us become more aware of how our words and actions affect those around us. Those lessons can result in you becoming more successful in your work, especially if you've got, you know, strong career aspirations of goals, you know, things you want to attain. And again, it's like, said, man, I'll tell you what, you know, you guys get into the coffee and go with that. It's like, you know, you work it the way you're, the way they teach you, and the company does have trainings and teachings and all that stuff. And it's like, and some of them are just, you know, online, some of them you can go to in person, but it's like really important to plug in to that if you're going to do that, because, you know, like I said, when you got somebody who's 23 years old making, you know, 20K a month, it's like, that was last year. It's like,
yeah, really.
I'd be willing to bet that it's more than doubled by that, because they've gone to the next level of that. They've gotten to that blue diamond this year where it's like, you know, they're having half a million in sales a month. So it's like their percentage went up. So that's generically around, you know, we can't say, but it's like guessing is probably around 50 grand a month they're up to now. A month. Yeah.
Wow.
Are you willing to work with this, you know? Okay, but, you know, you take him with a positive attitude, you're going to make great progress in life by the presence, by his presence. And that closer that connection is the first one, so it's the second one, the more important that relationship is for you in terms of what you need to learn. Best possible attitude is be where you acknowledge Mike as your teacher in some regard, not that you need to give up your own thoughts or beliefs or whatever, but just that there's probably things that you can learn from him, and just be really open to that. Okay, in extreme cases, this is probably not likely. Saturn can be abusive. The other side of that coin is the person who inwardly hates, you know, who they are, that they secretly desire to be abused, you know, so it's like, you know, there's kind of that element that can be there, so it's like, you know, don't let your past come forward in that sense, okay? Let's see, verbally, yeah. So the key then is like, if you find, you know, people who find themselves in that abusive situation, when do we stop being abused by the Saturn person? When do we start loving ourselves enough to attract someone more, whatever, but it's like, chances are that's not what's going to go on there. It's like,
no, he is like so kind.
Right. I was going to say, chances are really high. That's like, you know, because of that you know, karmic thing there, it's like, yeah. Now, here we go. The most positive Saturn relationships are those that help the partner achieve their dreams by aligning them with the hows and how-tos of success in the world. A Saturn partner can provide us with direction, understanding, coaching, and wisdom, all of which can help us achieve our goals. The Saturn person can handle us. They can put us in our place where other people may be unable to do so. So we can develop a lot of, you know, you, this is you, can develop a lot of trust and respect in him. And sometimes that's just what you need, someone to show you the boundaries and, you know, kind of discipline us a little. If you, you know, is or were, you know, are, you know, strongly attracted to him, then this is very likely the case. Affirmations for that one. He understands that he has the ability to see all of your faults and shortcomings and share suggestions with you lovingly, with that awareness that you hear that he has this powerful effect on you. And you realize that you chose that relationship with him to help you grow in important areas of your life. With that in mind, you accept his suggestions so you can learn and make progress in becoming a successful and happy person. The third connection is Mars and the life spread. You've got a, Debbie, you're his Mars card to him, so he's getting the benefit of all that Mars energy. You have a definite impact on him in that relationship. You have a way of making him feel really stimulated. It can be either sexual, you know, whatever. Often that Mars card is a deciding factor in our choice of partners. No doubt that, you know, he is or was or whatever attracted you on the, you know, on this level. It's like, I saw your photo and it's like, yep, I'll bet. He may having that, you know, he's going to enjoy having that energetic connection. Other times he might be annoyed by it. It's like, oh my goodness. But if he sometimes gets mad at you, this is because Mars energy can be destructive at times if not harnessed and channeled into positive pursuits. Things that turn on him may also be the things, the things that turn him on may also be the things that make him mad at times. You know, so it's like it's really that dichotomy. It's like that same light switch that, you know, flips the light on can also blow the light out. So it's like, yeah. That's how Mars energy works with everybody. It's a fact that the relationships we desire the most are usually the ones that can stimulate the most hostility. You know, that love and hate centers in our brain are right next to each other. So when that Mars energy is not used constructively in a positive way, it can result in the negative way, which is fighting, resentment, hostility, or war. Okay, so it's like just make sure that, you know, you guys start getting ticky, say, oh, let's go for a walk. let's go for a walk, let's get out and move, let's walk and talk. And you discharge some of that, you know, aggressive pent-up energy by getting out and walking. And it's like, and I know English are very fond of that, you know, daily 30-minute constitutional for their constitution. They walk a lot. So it's like, that's probably a good thing. And get him, you know, go with him on his walks. You know, it's like, that'd be a good thing. Let's see.
I agree.
You can use that information and consciously transform that negative effects of that Mars connection into positive direction. It's not that difficult to keep a Mars relationship healthy. It just requires that awareness and thoughtfulness. And you can actually be the catalyst to get him out of the house and doing things. You know, but like I say, he may be that, you know, trigger too. It's like, let's go for a walk. You know, let's go have a walkabout. Okay.
Let's go on a walkabout.
Yes, a couple of that connection, go walking, hiking, jogging, riding bikes, or participate in other forms of physical exertion. All those and others serve to exhaust Mars energy and satisfy it. When they do these sorts of activities together, they always notice they feel better, both personally and about each other afterwards. If you have any desire to work together, you've found the perfect partner to do it with. Many successful working partnerships have that valuable Mars connection. Even in this case, Mike needs to be on the lookout for the anger and competitive sides of that influence. But because he's the one that's on the receiving end of that Martian force, it's likely that he would have the anger issues to work out if they're stimulated by your presence in his life. And like a lot of times, I mean, I've got this with one of my sons. It's like, you make me mad on purpose. It's like, no, I don't. It's like, it's the way you take him. And that's how that Mars energy works. It's like, you know, that other person can just go, well, they're doing that on purpose. You know, it's like, no, I'm not.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it can be that way, okay? So it just, but that connection also provides a lot of the spark and magic in that relationship. If you use it with care, it, you know, it can bring you both a lot of what you really want out of life. But, you know, any negative manifestations can be controlled and eliminated through conscious awareness, that, you know, physical workout. When that's the case, it becomes like a genie in the bottle, you know, that can grant you your wishes. So it's like, that's how Mars energy can be used. So it's like, you know, I want to see you guys be the genie in the bottle. Let's see. Okay, and then that fourth connection. Let's see here. Is there anything else there with that one? Okay, now just it had some affirmations there too. But that fourth connection, you're the Venus card to him in the spiritual spread. So that's that past life thing going on. This is that love at first sight connection. It's responsible for a lot of successful marriages and friendships. And that connection is actually between those two spade cards, that eight, his eight of spades and your ten of spades. It's responsible for that successful marriages and friendships. And it's like that connection tells us that you and Mike have shared some past lives together, at least one of those lives. You were involved in a long-term relationship to which you'd put a lot of effort to maintain harmony and compatibility. In that lifetime, you know, you developed a deep love and respect for each other as well as trust. Now when you meet in this one, you almost immediately sense this other soul with whom you shared so much. You may or may not actually enter into a committed relationship during this time, but what matters most is that a love exists between you that was already there, and it's going to remain forever. So if you do decide to get together, you know, it says again, you know, in the sense of this life, again in this life, you have what few other couples have, and that's a really good head start because you've already worked out a lot of mutual trust, respect, and admiration for each other. You can immediately advance a very compatible, harmonious life together. You may or may not actually have much in common in this lifetime. The personalities you know, have may be much different than before. Other connections, especially, you know, among the planetary ruling cards, which we ran out to, is going to reveal how your personalities actually interact in this lifetime. There's cases where the personality differences are so great that it becomes impractical for people to get together as a couple. The love is there and is strong, but personal directions just might be too different. So that in the case, you know, the love is recognized and knowledge, but never completely consummated. It's like, you know, this might be end up being one of your best friends, but it's like, I'm thinking if you drew that karma card, it's like, I'm thinking not. So it's like, this might be better than the guy in Texas, okay?
I know, that's
okay,
true.
There's a lot more. I mean, there's fewer connections, but the strength and the positiveness of them, like I said, you know, just because you got 14 connections, you know, doesn't mean it's like, it means you could have been... you know, that past life you had together was like, you know, two soldiers on opposite sides of the battle. You know, it's like you could have really had some heated stuff, you know. Some of that's what some of those are, too. But this particular connection makes believers of those who doubt that love is forever. The fact that you two found each other is a sign of really good fortune for both. So these kind of relationships only happen to those who have some purity of heart and are aware enough to recognize the value of it. So what you can really say about this kind of relationship is that you both have reached some, you know, kind of high degree of loving in order to have found each other again. It's a really good sign and a blessing. Hopefully you'll be able to make this foundation of mutual love, respect, and admiration, you know, and go forth to create a really beautiful future for yourself, okay? That fifth connection between you. We're back to Mars again. Remember I said how the two Marses were sandwiched, that the Venus was between the Mars Oreo cookie and you had the Venus in between, okay?
Good Lord, not Mars again.
Yeah, exactly. And it's in a life spread again. So it's this influence. But it's with two different cards. This time it's with his Ten of Diamonds and your Three of Hearts. And it's probably one, if not one of the most energetic connections, you know. Again, that energy, passion, and irritation. It brings up a lot of energy. But it is the fifth one. So it's like we're getting toward the end there. Mars connections, you know, good for personal physical intimacy, working together. It's a passionate planet, helps us to do things passionately, you know, dance, whatever. There's just a lot of physical attraction. It's usually mutually experienced by both partners. And it's one of the very best for couples who work together again. So it's like this again. It's like you guys get going with this. It's like, you know, you both work. It's like, it'll take you places. Dancing, working out, any other form of shared physical exertion are highly recommended. Otherwise, those negative expressions can take over this one. So it's like that's what those two particular cards. So the positive side is, you know, get out and get going. Or if you sit around and just, you know, look at each other, you can get that grousey moment. You know, you might fight, blame, you know, hostility, you know, arguments, that kind of stuff. So it's like, but if you think of Mars as this magic genie who's going to grant your wishes, think of the secret. With one condition, you got to keep the genie busy. If you don't give him something to do, he's going to come after you and try to kill you. So,
oh, my God.
That's what Mars is like, okay? That's what Mars influence. He's a genie in the bottle, but if you don't keep him busy, he's going to say, I'm going to whack you now. Okay?
It's so funny because I actually have The Secret on DVD.
Good. It's,
and
yeah,
I've watched it several times.
Good.
And it's like, oh, my God, this makes so much sense.
It does. It really does. It's like my kids have watched it about a dozen times. I've personally watched it and listened to it. It's like I couldn't always watch it, but I can listen to it about 60 times. Like, then I went out and got some of the other books with some of the other guys because I was going, I'm missing some of this. I got Joe Vitality, or Vitality. It's like, yeah, might as well be Joe Vitality. You know, but some of the other ones, you're laughing at me. Some of those I'm trying to think, that Charles Tenelli, I mean, some of these old dudes died, but it's like their books, because of her, it's like their books are back in print. And I'm like going, I went and picked those up. It's like they had some really, I mean, the language is a little bit, you know, they were like a century ago, some of these guys. So they speak a little bit differently, but
it's like reading the King James Bible.
Just about, yeah.
No words.
Exactly.
Thou went this way. It's like,
yep,
okay.
Exactly, something like that, sure. Well, can I keep you in line here for a minute? It's like we've got another caller in here. We got about 28 minutes left here, and it's like I'd like to take the caller from 480.
I just
want to send your message. Press 1 at any time.
What
listen to your message.
Hold it.
I just wanted to tell you that Mike and I have been talking for a while now, and real quick, he wants to move over here and for us to move together somewhere.
Cool.
I mean, he's already talked about
marriage. What kind of weather
does
he like? What kind of weather does he like?
We're thinking California.
California, here I come.
But seriously, right. Like he wants to get married. It's like, oh my God, already so quickly.
Well, you know, it's like it.
And he tells me how fortunate he feels that he found me. Everything that you were saying, I was like, oh, my God, that's like what he actually wrote to me.
Wow.
So nice. I just wanted to, like, give you some confirmation there.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and we still got a couple other cards to go here. We got the sixth and seventh connection. It's like I'd like to go through those because he's your Jupiter card. He is your Jupiter card in the spiritual spread. That's the sixth connection. And that seventh one flips around, and you're the Jupiter card to him in the spiritual spread. So with these two, because they're just, you know, they're the exact flip of each other, so it's like what I'm going to say is this kind of is going to go double. So what I'm about to go through here with him to you, just, you know, keep in mind the next connection is you to him, okay?
Correct.
So Jupiter in the spiritual, here we go. This is one of those past life or earned connections, and it happens to be one of the better ones in terms of what it brings into both of your lives. That particular connection indicates both of you share a lot of past lives where you held the same spiritual or philosophical views. There's a strong possibility during that lifetime these philosophies and beliefs were a major theme in your life. that, you know, you guys might have been members of a religious group or somehow entered into like a life of spiritual disciplines. You know, you might have been monks in the same, you know, whatever. This lifetime had a powerful and life enlightening influence upon both of you in that past life, revealing a lot of truths about life and the laws of the universe, and you still draw upon that for guidance and direction this go-around, conscious or not. Now that you've found each other, you two are reminded of that connection you once had. So by being together, many positive results are manifested in your life. He enjoys being the giver in this relationship, or you enjoy being the giver in a relationship, okay, because it's going to flip around, and he's going to give everything that he can do, that he can to you as a natural expression of his love, and you're going to flip side, or you're going to give everything you can to him as that expression, you know, towards him. So he's going to provide guidance and inspiration when it's needed and will act as a reminder of this high level of truth and integrity they want shared. And on the flip side, you're going to do that same thing. This connection is about truth and integrity. It's also about giving, prosperity, and abundance. So you're going to be, you know, you're going to have to alternately give and receive to each other. He gets to be a receiver sometimes. You know, you get to be the giver and vice versa. You're the one who receives the benefits in this first connection, and then he's going to be the receiver in the second connection, because, you know, you're on the receiving end of the first one, and he's on the receiving end the second go-round. So you both are going to have, you know, that, you know, let's play ball back and forth. It's like, you know, and that's just what I can think of it as. It's just like playing baseball. You're both playing a game of catch. It's like here, you know, throw, catch. So, you know, okay. And you're both going to benefit, because giving in reality is another form of receiving. So you both have this natural inclination to give to each other, and if that giving and receiving is allowed to grow and be appreciated, it can grow into one of the most important cornerstones of your relationship. It has the potential to fulfill many of their dreams and desires by attracting opportunities, good relationships, things into your life. In particular, it's up to you in this first connection, or up to him in the second time, to stimulate that potential by practicing the art of appreciation for the many good things she shares. So first of all, you know, you're going to say, you know, it's like, and a lot of times I've seen that, you know, women do it more verbally. It's like the more you verbally express that appreciation for him, better off he's going to feel. It's like, and then on the second one, it's like, and he's going to be verbal too. It's just going to, he's going to hear you say it first, and then he's going to, you know, say it back type of thing. And that's going to be one of the magical keys to prosperity, one that could unlock the door to your most cherished desires and to his. When that natural giving that he does is complemented by your felt and expressed appreciation, it generates a potent energy that attracts the things in your life. And then flip side, you know, when he, you know, the things that you give to him, he compliments, again, it generates, you know, so you guys are just going to have a double dose of that, which is really awesome. Many couples who end, you know, have that connection end up quite well off financially, and they seem to be, quote, lucky. But it's like, you guys, you know, you guys are going to be lucky, okay? The so-called luck is not really by chance. It's a natural outcome of the right frame of mind. And with that fortunate connection between the two of you, two of them, you both have a lot going in the right direction for a happy and prosperous future. Even if it's not intentionally cultivated, this connection is going to definitely bring many good things into your life. And because you're aware of it, it's like, you know, and my encouragement would be, it's like, you know, get one of these. It's like, because I print them out. Get one of these, and it's like, I'm not sure how he, you know, feels about it, but it's like, let him read through it and go, oh, wow. You're right. It's like, you know, let's keep that and work at that. And again, and then it starts, okay, so the affirmations. I mean, yeah, I am going to give you the affirmations for him, because in the first one, you know, the mic for him, he's glad to be a blessing in your life. And then the flip side of that is going to be, you're glad to be a blessing in his life. And hopes that, you know, he can give you all that he has to give. And then the flip side is that you can give him all you have to give. He allows himself to express his generosity in his fullest with no expectation that you have to act in any particular way. As a payment for his giving, his giving is complete in and of itself. And the same way for you. You need to allow yourself to express that generosity in its fullest with no expression, you know, expectation that Mike is going to act in any particular way as payment. There's not that payment thing. Your giving to him is complete in and of itself. And then the flip side is affirmation for you. You're grateful for the presence of him in your life, and he's grateful for the presence of you in your life. And you accept all the good things that he brings into your life and respond with appreciation and gratitude. And so likewise with him, he, you know, responds with appreciation and gratitude for the things you bring. In this way, you multiply your blessings and transform, you know, your relationship with him into a powerful force for prosperity, peace, and abundance. And in that way, likewise, he multiplies his blessings and transforms your relationship into that powerful force for prosperity, peace, and abundance. So it's like, those are two. Those are the ones you really want to pick on that bathroom mirror and go, yeah.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, everything that you're saying, we have talked about.
Oh, that's cool. That is very cool.
I mean, it's just amazing.
That's why it's coming around. That's cool. Got a little more here. Another one, that one, that connection is about that truth and integrity, but about giving and abundance. That giving and receiving. Okay. Let's see. That was right, because we did that flip side. It's like, you're each grateful for the blessing, you're the blessing that other person's life, and you're each grateful for the presence in that person's life, and you both are saying it. It's like,
we are.
I'm thinking, you know, it's like put that in your wedding vows, you know, kind of thing. It's like, I'm grateful to be a blessing in his life, and you know, I'm grateful for your presence. And it's like, you know, that's, you know, because a lot of times if you can, you know, do the write your own wedding things, it's like, oh yeah.
I'm serious. Everything you said is what we've gone over already. And he's even said, I cannot believe this strong connection we have.
That's neat.
I'm like, I know why.
Cool. That is. I've got to, here. Oh, here I thought I was typing in the chat room. I wasn't. It's like, I don't know if you got on that chat room, but it's like.
I'm on chat. I just saw you write hello.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, good. It's like, well, why don't you get in there and chat for me? It's like, you know, I can't talk and write at the same time, because otherwise I either start talking what I'm writing, or else I start writing what I'm talking, which is kind of like, I'm giving the person the reading in chat room. They're like, no.
I want to call it Kelly's Coffee.
Don't forget the healthy part.
Oh, I'm sorry. I put Kelly's Coffee. Now I'll write healthy.
There you go.
Call in, talk to us. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Somebody's like in chat, but they're not talking.
Right. And we've had a lot of people coming in and out today. It's like, you know, they come in. It's like, you know, they, I guess they don't see a lot going on. They kind of like go, oh, what, you know?
I guess. I'm not real sure what that's about, but call in, folks. Come on now.
Yeah, you can do this here. Let's see.
But everything you said, I'm telling you, almost verbatim, we have talked about.
Wow.
And it's, I mean, what you're saying is just a positive affirmation of everything that we have spoken about. And it's kind of mind-blowing in a sense, you know?
This stuff is really amazing. That's all I got to say. It's like, it just, you know, I mean, that's what I find with it. I mean, the more I use it, the more I see it, and the more I just go, wow, you know. It's like, and here's what's really ironic with it. It's like, yes, you know, I've been doing this, you know, like for, I mean, off and on. I'll say off and on. It's like, because I did Reiki stuff, you know, at first, and I kind of got into this, and it's like for you, it's kind of been actually in health and healing. But I've had this, you know, I've had awareness of this card system for like 17 years. I'm going, man, you know, it's like, you know, and I'm just scratching at this. I mean, what I've got is the tip of the iceberg. I've got the part of the iceberg that's above, and it's like, what I want to do is, they offer more classes and stuff, and I want to get the rest of the iceberg below, because there's so much more to it. And it's like, they say it takes about a year, and I'm like sitting there. Of course, they've also said, you know, if you got the books and you really study them, it's like, you know what? And I did. I read them over, but it's like, there's, you know, people on the air go, yeah, so much information. I'm like going, you ought to see those books. It's like, they're about 2-inch books, and there's two of them. It's like, you know, there's about, there is so much in there. And I did. I read it. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to give you this one. It's like, it's Kcgalthyboffee. And that's at yahoo.com. You know, or Casey birth cards.
There was something that
gmail.com.
What was I going to say? There was something that, when we were talking last night, I mean, we talked for like, I don't know, probably like 10 hours. And, yeah, seriously, I mean, we just like can't get off talking.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
and he rings me up.
Yeah.
And he rings
me up. I recognize that. That's what I did with my husband.
he rings me up, too. You know, and we talked that way as well. But I had said to him, oh, my God, I think I met my twin flame.
Yeah, and that's what they had talked about, that twin soul.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I had to explain to him what a twin flame was. And he's like, wow, that's amazing.
Cool.
And, yeah, and, I mean, it all is just so amazing. I mean, I just, again, I feel this overload of, like, emotions again. It's like, whoa.
Wow.
But it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it is. It's like, I remember my Reiki person had, she talked about twin flames, of course. She said the way she looked at it, of course, she was a Gemini. And Gemini, as she used to say, is like, you know, there's four people there. And it's like, yeah. And it's like, you know, she says, you know, this guy, and she says, I have a twin flame. And she said, we would like, you know, go out for a movie. And it's like, you know, it's like, where do you want to go? And it's like, you know, they just kind of unison, da-da, you know. So they went to the movie. It's like, you know, she said, you know, we'd want to go out, you know, someplace, you know, for coffee. They look at each other and go, how about da-da? And it's like, you know, yep. And it's like, you know, she said it was just, she says, it was like being with myself.
Exactly. And
she goes, I decided I didn't really want that. I want a little more spice and excitement. I want a little more opposition, you know. It was a different relationship, you know, but it was there. It was so funny the way she did it.
Yeah, but we even finish each other's sentences already.
Wow, that's cool. Very psychic connection, yep.
I'm like, oh, my word, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Wow.
Nobody else wants to talk?
What's that?
I said nobody else has their hand up to talk?
You know, it's not really a... there's not really, as far as I can tell, you know, a hand up. It's like, you know, I can't figure that out. It's like, you know,
I see somebody called FU Edge Radio, and then I for Beauty.
Yeah.
Oh, I for Beauty just said hello, all. Well, hello, I for Beauty.
Yeah.
So call in and get a reading from Miss Kelly. Come on now. Or Skype in.
They're Skyping, yeah. Tell them that. Tell them they can Skype in.
I'm telling them over the airwaves.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm writing it here for you. Skype in. Call. Now.
Now. Call.
And I have a booking with Jethro tonight at 7.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Just to clarify some things with the men folk.
Cool.
So
very cool.
But we'll see how that goes.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Gonna say you can let me know tomorrow.
Exactly, and I shall. Are you gonna be on air with Andrew and Jethro?
No, I get a day off.
No, I just mean to
totally
listen.
Get a day off. All right, we got somebody to call in here. Yay! Somebody got brave in our chat room. All right, here we go.
I think it's Eye for Beauty.
Oh, there we go. Okay, and we have area code 619. Thank you for joining us today. It's like. If you'd like to give us your name and your birth date, we'll see what kind of cards are in store for you.
Okay. My name is Ashley, and
okay.
My birthday is
9/29/78. 9/29. Okay. Let's see. 9/29/78?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
She's a Libra.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks that way. All right.
And then some. Definitely.
Them.
Well, I have the Libra in my charts a lot.
Okay.
My charts.
Let's see. And I'm not surprised here. Yeah, you have, your birth card is the Nine of Hearts. And you've also got that Five of Diamonds as your planetary ruler. So we'll see. Wow. It's like, I know the Hearts people, the young at heart people. And it's like, on the deeper level, you come into this life kind of looking to clarify and gain mastery of your emotions, that kind of stuff, you know, be successful in love. A lot of the time the nines are about I'll say disseminating love. It's like, and I don't mean on the street corner. It's like, you know, booklets, that kind of stuff, or, you know, working, you know, a lot of times you find yourself in volunteer work, charities, that kind of stuff. Sometimes, you know, a lot of teachers are nine to hearts, that kind of stuff. It's like someplace where you can really show people that unconditional love, unconditionalness of love. And it's like, you know, trying to work with that and trying to encourage people, you know, here's how, you know, the higher way of looking at this. Let's see here.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see. And it's called, yep, and because the Nine of Hearts is called the name of it, each of the cards has a name, it's called the Universal Love Card. It's a card of great fulfillment, great loss, or both. This card and its displacement of the Seven of Diamonds, you're both spiritual numbers, and the fulfillment that comes is rarely personal until all your personal desires are set aside and put in their proper place. It's a double Saturn card. These people cannot deviate from what is true and right without swift and sometimes bitter rebuke and or consequences. That karmic slap hits you. All nines have come to settle affairs and debts from the past, to pay what they owe and move on. For the Nine of Hearts, there's going to be some completions or endings of key relationships that represent your completion of certain soul chapters. If those endings are resisted, there will be interpreted as disappointment and loss instead of the graduations they truly represent. Your life path is full of spiritual lessons, and those that heed the call and adhere to higher values, you're going to have a seemingly blessed life, while those who give in to fears and escapist tendencies are really going to suffer. So it's like, you know, if you want the best out of this card, it's like, you know, face it head on and walk into it. Don't try to run away from it. There's likely to be financial losses during certain periods of your life. Those can be interpreted as payment of past obligations, which is what they really are. You're a giver, endowed with great minds and hearts to share with the world. Many are found in counseling fields, you know, out of their natural desire to give to others. You got to be careful not to play the martyr or to keep it on a business basis. Your intellectual creativity is unsurpassed and can be applied to any field of science or business with great success. Part of your challenge is to use that creativity maturely and not travel that lower path of dishonesty or cheating, because it'll bite you. The Nine of Hearts is either a really happy-giving person or one who has suffered a lot of disappointments in life, but it's like, if you can still keep that sunny side up, you're a lot better off. It's always up to that individual to manifest your higher side, even with such a spiritually challenging soul pattern to work with. And it's like, this is, you know, it's not bad. It can be really great, you know, as long as you keep it positive. Some of your stuff with relationships, unless you're operating on that higher universal side, which hopefully you are, you've probably come through some of those trials by fires by now. People in this card can have some of the most difficult personal relationships of any card in the whole deck. There's bound to be loss, and it's only your attitude that can turn that into completions or fulfillments. It's how you look at it. Again, that's really important for you. You're somewhat restless emotionally and likely to change your minds about what kind of relationship you want. You know, it's like, this week I want a chocolate, that, you know, next week I want vanilla, you know, it's like whatever. But either this or you attract those. It's like, if it's not you, you can attract those people who cannot make that commitment that love demands. Nine of Hearts, this is a downside. You can be a very codependent card. Some of you adopt this, you know, victim-savior attitude with personal relationships, and it creates a multitude of problems and makes it harder to sort through the challenges when they appear. If you stop telling yourself that you're doing everything to help your partners, you can get to the truth faster and find that satisfaction that you really seek. So it's like, I think in Klein and Fay, it's called the helicopter and rescuing parent. It's like, you can't rescue that other person. Sometimes you just got to throw them a life preserver and go swim. Your planetary ruling card. Your Five of Diamonds is that planetary ruler. The key words for the fives are freedom and adventure. Because you have this Five of Diamonds as that ruling card, two things are probably very important for you. You like travel and anything that is kind of going to bring you fresh new experiences, and you have a natural way of dealing with people that makes them feel at ease. For that reason and others, you probably do very well in sales work if you're looking to broaden your understanding of life by having as many new different experiences as possible. You might have trouble with any sort of commitments, especially relationship and work, that might interfere with your ability to have those experiences, because fives are really, you know, they're kind of, I call them the loose foot card, and I'm like going, because I'm a five in a different suit, and it's like my card's actually called the Wanderer, but it's like fives, there's a lot of travel, a lot of changes. It's like threes and fives have a lot of changes. This year you've got really good career influences because of the position of your planetary ruling card. There's a lot of opportunities for you to achieve a really large measure of recognition in your work. Of course, if you're not career business-minded, you know, it's not going to have a lot of effect on you. But if you're trying to get more recognition or wish to become better known, this is the year some of those dreams come true. You're going to achieve some kind of award, and it's like, or merely just become more recognized. And it's like my fond examples, like, you know, like the librarian who gets, you know, the word for librarian of the year is like, you know, or they get recognized as like, man, you do the best, you know, time with the story time and the puppet show, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's like, but just, you know, how it's going to manifest is depending on the nature of your work or aspirations. But when you know that those kind of influences are present, it's advantageous for you to put more effort into becoming recognized, and don't get discouraged. You know, just kind of keep putting one foot in front of the other. Again, this is a major completion year for you. It's like, in addition to being the Nine of Hearts birth cards, it's like you've also got a nine in your position this year. It's going to be a year you achieve an important ending in your life. It might occur, you know, either the birth card or planetary ruling spread. But, you know, again, those endings can be seen as disappointments if you don't, you know, really realize their true meaning. They represent that graduation from a chapter of your life that was important, but now no longer so much helpful with you, for your personal growth and development. Kind of like that graduation from high school. Well, you've spent those years, you know, from preschool to, you know, kindergarten all the way up, you know, till you graduate. You know, then as that graduation, as you're out of high school, that door shuts, you know, so that you're completing that chapter and that the next door opens and you're moving forward. So it's like it's going to be kind of one of those kind of feeling years. Whatever the nature of the endings in this, in your life this year, just be glad you reached the point in your development, you're ready to move on to better things in relationships. Sometimes we're afraid to let go of things that have become familiar to us. And, you know, just I say, I always use like Linus and Charlie Brown, his little comfy blanket, okay? Sometimes we're afraid to let go of things that have become so familiar to us. And it's not necessarily tangible things, it's our thoughts, it's our attitudes. We are not even able to see that sometimes those things or those thoughts are really no longer serving us or no longer any real use. But it's like, but this is, you know, the case. You're getting to the point where it's like, no, I can let go of that blanket because, you know, it's like, I'll remember it. I'm going to hang it on the shelf or whatever. But it's like, I'm ready to let go of it and move forward. By this time next year, you're going to be in an entirely new and better place for your personal and professional development expansion. If you've got more than one occurrence, okay, we'll check and see if you do. Let's see. What else?
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure, you betcha. Go for it.
So far, this is amazingly accurate.
Okay, cool.
I just want to validate that. I keep wanting to interrupt you saying that, but go ahead. I'm listening.
All righty. The really cool thing of this is, like, I do these episode reports, and it's like, we're on page 10, we got 34, and I can guarantee we got, like, 3 minutes left here, and it's like, we're not going to get through all this. I'm going to treat you to call back.
Well,
click follow and call back, okay? Oh, golly. Let's see. But just some of the stuff coming for you, it's like, there's five cards that are what's called your long range, you know, the cards that affect you for the whole year. The first one is this long range card, and it's a two of clubs. It's a partnership involved in some Mercury ruled activity that's going to play a major role for you this year. It rules the written and spoken word in all kind of mental activities like studying, teaching, writing, publishing, advertising, all kind of fall under that umbrella. It indicates that meetings or discussions and arguments could be, because the two is known as the card, you know, the arguing card, could be major themes this year. So watch out for impatience and quick temper. You know, keep that wrapped under to get the best results. Don't argue stuff when you don't need to. You'll be wanting to share your thoughts and ideas with others, and you're going to probably attract a lot of other people in your life this year. Two of clubs can even represent you being somewhat afraid of being alone, because twos always like to be in partnership. But this just, you know, might be what you need to motivate you into seeking others to be with. Just how you communicate with others is going to be brought to your attention this year in a really big way. You're going to find yourself in one or more situations that require you to develop harmonious lines of communication with others. There might be one special person, you know, you might share a lot of ideas and thoughts with, who becomes that focus of the year for you. In any event, your ability to share what you know with those around you without arousing your opposition is going to be what you're going to be focusing on. Arguing is that, oh, again, always that possibility with that card. But it's going to show you the areas where you can improve the quality and content of your communication with others. Your keywords, and these are the ones that say, you know, get your 3x5 index card, stick it on the bathroom mirror, look at these things during, you know, during the day, during the year. Your keyword is, I am learning to have harmonious communications with others. I'm transforming arguing into smooth communications. Your Pluto card. This is the Queen of Hearts, playing with the Queen of Hearts. That influence depends upon your marriage status as you begin this year. If you're single, it's likely just the concept of getting married is on your mind a lot, and you're choosing to take a closer look at it with the possibilities. You might never have been married, or you might have had a bad marriage. Maybe you've met someone represented by the result card, which is the next one. This is the second one of the five that for the year that affects you, that you'd like to get married to. But whatever it is, it seems that getting married or, you know, marriage, theme around marriage is something you need time to think about and get used to before you do it. And it's like, I know Libras, you're always at scale with the balance. It's like you guys weigh thoughts a lot. If you can examine your internal conflicts about it, it's possible you could get married if that's what you want, you know, or if it's as your power to, or, you know, like say if you're already in a relationship, it's like, yeah, this will be kind of that more balancing thing. If you're already in that marriage you're already married?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're already in that or that committed relationship, it could just be a challenging for you where you have a lot to learn how much it takes to create a successful partnership. So you guys might be good. Oh, and I got 90 seconds. Okay, rats. I'm going to have to cut off here. Please call back. It's like tomorrow we have Jethro on with Andrew Aloha, and it's like we're going to have a special two-hour show tomorrow. It's going to start at noon and go to 2 o'clock on Rocky Mountain time. So whatever time zone you're in, make that transition from Rocky Mountain time. And then Jethro, tomorrow night, Friday, we'll have that phone number that you guys can call into. Is going to be on Andrew Aloha's show. He's Andrew Aloha does 60 seconds. Thank you. Does on the third Fridays he does a psychic panel, and Jethro gets to be one of those psychics. And so, and that's a two-hour show too. And he says it's at 7 o'clock standard, you know, 7 o'clock Rocky Mountain time or something like that. But I'm going Arizona because he's in Sedona. They're not on daylight savings time like the rest of us are, so I'm not sure if it's going to be 7 or if it's going to be 8, so we're still trying to figure that out. Also, to get a hold of Jethro is www.jethrosmith.net, and he does personal readings. You can also get him through Psychic Jethro at AOL.com or JethroPsychic at gmail.com, or you can call his number at 928-284-0437. I do the same kind of thing. I do personal readings with people with birth cards. 10 seconds. Thank you, NASA countdown. Okay, mine is kcbirthcards@gmail.com or 719-289-4907. I also do healthy coffee. So it's like, thank you guys all for being here today. We appreciate it, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Love you, Kelly.
Love you. Bye.